This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish Abraham. PM Modi has reaffirmed that the BJP-led NDA government is dedicated to the welfare of farmers, prioritizing initiatives to boost their income and modernize agriculture sectors of the country. Addressing a public meeting in Guwahati after releasing the 22nd installment of the PM Kisan scheme to over 9.32 crore farmers across the country, the PM said during the last 11 years, the BJP-led government has taken multiple steps to increase the income of farmers.
PM Kisan Samman Nidhi ke tahat 18,000 crore rupay se adhik ki rashi hamare karodon annadataon ke khaton mein bheji gayi hai. Ye yojana vaqai adbhut hai. एक क्लिक से करोड़ों किसानों के बैंक खाते में सीधे पैसा जमा होता है. दुनिया के विकसित देशों में भी ऐसा संभव नहीं है.
On the second day of his Assam visit, the PM will travel to Silchar today to lay foundation stones and dedicate to the nation various projects worth 23,550 crore rupees. Later today, the PM will arrive in Kolkata and inaugurate and lay foundation stones for multiple development projects worth about 18,680 crore rupees. The Lok Sabha has approved the supplementary demands for grants, second batch 2025-26. Under it, the government has sought gross additional expenditure of over 2,81,000 crore rupees. The additional net cash outgo approvals were mainly sought for meeting higher expenditure on fertilizer, food subsidies and defense services, among others. The Lok Sabha also approved the Appropriation Bill 2026. Iran's ambassador to India, Mohammad Fatali, has indicated that India could soon get safe passage through Strait of Hormuz. Talking to media in New Delhi yesterday, Ambassador Fatali said India is a friend to Iran. On whether Iran would allow Indian ships to pass, Mr. Fatali expressed optimism regarding the issue. He said Iran believes that Iran and India share common interests in the region. Meanwhile, the conflict in West Asia has entered its 15th day with no signs of easing. The United States has confirmed that all six crew members aboard the US KC-135 refueling aircraft were killed in the crash in western Iraq. According to the US Central Command, the aircraft was lost while flying over friendly airspace on Thursday during Operation Epic Fury. Union Minister for Commerce and Industry Piyush Goyal has said that India is becoming an attractive destination for investments, manufacturing and capturing global markets. Addressing the NXT Summit 2026 yesterday, Mr. Goyal underlined how the free trade agreements concluded by India in recent years are unlocking new investment avenues, expanding manufacturing opportunities and fostering innovation-led growth. Ayush Minister Pratap Rao Jadhav has said that yoga is not merely a lifestyle practice but a powerful discipline that promotes mental clarity, physical health and emotional balance. Mr. Jadhav was addressing the Yoga Mahotsav 2026 in New Delhi yesterday, marking the 100-day countdown to the 12th edition of the International Day of Yoga 2026. The Ministry of Electronics and Information Technology organized the second edition of National Additive Manufacturing Symposium in New Delhi yesterday. The event brought together policymakers, industry leaders, researchers, startups and other stakeholders to deliberate on the growth of the additive manufacturing ecosystem in India. Home Secretary Govind Mohan has inaugurated the National Dialogue on Online Crimes Against Women and Children in New Delhi. Addressing the gathering yesterday, Mr. Mohan highlighted the growing challenges posed by online crimes in an increasingly digital ecosystem. He emphasized the need for strengthening institutional capacities at the state and union territory level to combat such offenses effectively. Former General Secretary of the All India Football Federation, AIFF, Kushal Das has passed away at the age of 66. He served the Federation from 2010 to 2022 and had also worked as Chief Financial Officer of the International Cricket Council in Dubai. AIFF President Kalyan Chaubey has expressed his heartfelt condolences. In women's hockey, India stormed into the final of FIH Hockey World Cup qualifiers 2026, beating Italy 1-0 at the GMC Balayogi Hockey Ground in Hyderabad, Telangana. And that is the end of this news bulletin.